Okay, we're on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, top of the page. We're talking about the part of the Mishnah where it says that a Nachri that takes off Truma, then it's not Truma. So the Gemara quotes the famous Drasha, Rabbi Ze'era, Rabacha, Rabbi Yassar, Rabbi Yechid, Moshe, Rabbi Yani, Atam, Gam Atam, Rabbi Shluchachem. That the Pasuk says, when the Pasuk of Truma, extra words, Gam Atam, not only you, but also you, meaning other people besides you, which are the Yishluchim. And then what comes from that is ma'atam b'nei bris, just like you are people who are b'nei, from Klal Yisrael, af shluchachem b'nei bris. That excludes, of course, the nachri. So the nachri cannot be the shliach.
Oh, it's a purpose. So we could ask him to do lach on Shabbos then. It's not our shliach.
Oh, yeah. But Rashi says that yesh shlichus. First of all, there's two things. Yesh shlichus l'chumra. There's two reasons that they quote. One is, if you can't tell a guy to do something for you on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, because yesh shlichus la'akam l'chumra, and you can't tell him to do a melacha for you on Shabbos, because of davar davar. So there's two different limudim that come from two different perspectives. Anyway, so here it's af shluchachem nebris, atem oisin shliach, you can make a shliach, but in a goy as a shliach, the guy cannot make a shliach. The Gemara thinks at this point that when it says a guy can't make a shliach, then it means that the guy can't make another guy a shliach. But the guy might have been able to make another yid a shliach. Maybe the whole exclusion is only a guy not being able to make another guy a shliach. Rabbi Yosi suffer meimer ain guy yosi shliach guy achach aveiro hayisra el oisa. But another Jew, he couldn't make a shliach. Amalei Rabbi Zera said, no, that's not correct. He says, minei, just take a look at what we're learning here. We have a drasha from a pasuk. Atem gam atem. So atem osa shliach. You can make a shliach. And who are we talking about? You making a shliach. Jews making other Jews shluchim. That's the case that we're talking about. So we're excluding goyim from that drasha, which means that you can make another Jewish shliach. But a guy cannot make another Jewish shliach. So that's the way the drasha works. Once you have an exclusion, you exclude the same exact case. The kavva say, in a guy is a shliach, afilo Yisrael. So no, Rabbi Yossi, you're wrong, right? Rabbi Yossi thought that you could make a Jewish shliach, but Rabbi Zeira straightens him out. So the Gemara says, hey, Hasiv Rabbi Hoshia. So, we have a brisa that supports a b'yaisi that kind of indicates that the guy can make a Jew a shliach for truma. Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking about here. We're talking about an oris who's a sharecropper, and he wants to take share. He wants to when he's delivering the food that he's harvested to the guy. And he's going to take off, you know, one third for himself, right? Let's say he's taking one third. So that one third that he's taking for himself, he's going to take the trumas from that one third. But maybe he's also going to take off the trumas on the stuff that he delivers to his gaisha owner. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "My mirza ha'gai hazeh shaliyichum pei reisav." He says, "What are you talking about? He doesn't take off." He doesn't take off truma for his gaisha owner, because the guy doesn't have to take peiros truma at all. He's not matzuva in truma. So if he wouldn't want to, he in a term he doesn't have to. So if he can't assume that the guy is planning on taking off truma from his portion, so therefore you can't do it without his consent. So this seems to be some kind of machlokas, right? 14. It says over here that the Tosefta begins by teaching that if a Jew leases a field as a sharecropper from another guy, he must tithe the entire crop, including the guy's portion, before giving his delivery. The Braisa continues with a dissenting opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says no, he does not take off trumas from the guy's portion, because the guy, again, is not mitzuva, so you can't assume that he would want him to do that. Okay. Ha imrasa, but if the guy would want the sharecropper to take off the truma, it sounds like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel would have no problem with that. Tanakama for sure would have no problem with it because he holds from the get-go he has to take Shuma. But even Reb Shimon ben Gamliel's objection is only because the guy's not Mitzuvah. But if he would want to, he would be allowed to take the Truma. So doesn't that seem to indicate that the guy is making the Jew a Shliach, exactly like Rabbi Yossi said? Rabbi Yossi said that the only exclusion is a guy not being able to make another guy a Shliach, but for a guy to make another Jew a Shliach, it would be all right. That's the Gemara's riot. So that's Hesiv Rabbi Hashia, Homasiso Messiah Rabbi Yossi. We have this Brisa, which seems to help Rabbi Yossi's position. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not a good proof. Rababa Amar, Ma'amein Ayadav. We're talking about a case, we had this before, by the cotton. Remember when the cotton was placed in the gourd field, and we said that the father would come, and he'd be Ma'amein Ayadav, right? We said different Pshatim, but let's just learn Pashat now that he's helping him. He adds to the pile. Remember we said a Pshat? He adds to the pile of the tefillah that he took off, so he's actually not doing the truma aide shlichus. He's really doing the hafrashas truma himself, right? And he is himself involved in the tithing. Only there can the Jew separate the idolater's truma, but he cannot separate it where he acts independently as an agent. He's not a shliach. That's basically Rabbah's retort. Okay. So you had Rabbi Yossi thought that you could make a shliach, a Jew, and the Gemara comes out, Lamaskana, no. Okay. He brings in the brackets here in 18 that from Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, the Derech Amunah says that the opposite is also true. If a guy were to separate Truma from a Jew's produce, let's suppose the guy was the sharecropper, and the Jew would come and be Ma'amin Es Yadav, he would help him out physically with the hafrasha, that would also be good. All right. Next, Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Yanai. Okay, here we have a case. Yisrael sha'amar lelevi. This is a little bit of a diversion from what we were talking about before. Let's suppose a Jew tells a Levi. He says, "Guess what? I have a kor of meiser that is, I'm going to give to you. It's in my backyard, right? I've got a core of Maisa. It's 30 saw. It's quite a large amount, actually. 30 saw of Maisa, which it's all yours, Mr. Levy." And the Levy is all excited, and he thinks to himself, "Hallelujah! Right? I've got 30 saw of Maisa over here. I've got 270 saw of meiser in my home. 270 saw plus 30 makes 300. Total 300 core of meiser. I have to give trumas meiser, meaning 10%. I have to give 30 saw away to the Kohen. This is perfect. I'm going to use this 30 saw that you're going to give me, this core that you're going to give me of meiser. I'll give that to the Kohen. That's true as Meiser for the whole thing." Now, he hasn't made a kinyan on this. All that's happened so far is the Yisrael, has promised him that he's going to give it to him, but he hasn't done anything in terms of actual transactions. Okay, so we got it now. So Yisrael says to the Levi, "I've got a core of Meiser for you." And the Levi decides, you know what? Holach Oisei Ben Levi, the Levi goes ahead, "Aso true as Meiser on Malkam Acher." It makes... He uses this matana as trumas meiser on other tefillah that he has in his possession. And then guess what happens? What always happens when you think it's too good to be true. It's too good to be true. And Holach Yisrael, unasana leben Levi acher. He goes ahead and he changes his mind and decides there's another Levi I'm going to give it to. He gives it to a different Levi. So what's going to be now? So... Mr. Levy, number one, is going to be very upset. The Gemara says, "Ein loy olav ela tarumis." All he can have is complaints. In other words, what are you kidding around with me over here? You tell me you're going to give me a matana, then you don't give me a matana. Now, one important point that we want to point out over here: tarumis is a much lower level than mishapara, or not right. or not omer b'dibura, making a promise and then not keeping your word, you know, shehein shel kohen v'lav lav, that's a much higher level than tarumas. Tarumas means I have complaints, you know, I have tainus on you, okay? But it's no real, there's no real, besides the benon l'chaveiro that I'm making you feel guilty, besides that, there's nothing really, there's no more weight to it than that. So why is that over here? We said before, remember, we had this halacha before, we talked about it. When is it considered a misha para? By matona? If it's matona meruba, remember we said this. If it's a large matona, then if I promise to give it to you, I must give it to you. Otherwise, I'm not a b'diburo, which is much more than tarumas. Yet here the Gemara says, ein lo olav ela tarumas. So the answer is, everybody got the question? Yeah? The answer is that even though we're talking about 30 saw, which is a matona meruba, by the way, 30 saw is a lot of food. But since that amount you have to give to the lady anyway, because it's miser, so as far as you, the Yisrael, is concerned, it's not a matona meruba. What am I sacrificing? Nothing. I don't own this. This isn't mine. I have to give the truma to the Kohen. I got to give the miser to the Levi, right? So from my perspective, in terms of what I'm giving up, it's not a matana meruba. It's a matana muetas. And therefore, it's only going to be tarumas and nothing more. That's what the footnote says. Very interesting concept. And it has to do with, you know, whether it's meruba or muetas, it's not mitzad the makabel. It's mitzad the nosing, which is not necessarily the way I would have thought. I would have thought that the difference between meruba and muetas is how much of the expectation you're raising on the part of the makabel. That's not the pshat. Okay. Now the Gemara makes a qualification on this. Hador de tema, when is this true that you only have tarumas? Is b'shenasono zeh, I should say even more. When do you say that the Yisrael, by giving away the miser, usurps the Levi's ability to make a Trumas Meiser on Makam Acher? That's only if the Yisrael gave it away before the Levi went ahead and designated it as Trumas Meiser. But if the Levi gave it first as Trumas Meiser, prior to the Yisrael deciding he's going to give it someplace else, no, then it's irreversible. Well, Yisrael has no right to back out in that event, okay?
Even though there's no
Kenyan, correct. Even though there's no Kenyan. But the pshat is that once you've agreed, and we're going to see in a second what the pshat is, but once you've agreed to give it to me, then I become a little bit like your shliach. Well, we're going to see in a second. 25. Tomorrow we'll explain why. Okay, yeah. Well, we're on my base. We're on my base. Now we're going to explain why is it that way. Detail, let's suppose I make a shliach to take truma. I say, you know, Dov, go take truma for me from my payers, and I go ahead and I'm a vatal your shlichas before you. So are you able to take the truma or not? So the bitul shlichas is just a declaration. I hereby formally declare that the minor shlichas that I did before is bottle. That's it. That's all I have to do is declare that it's bottle. It doesn't take any big deal here. So bitel, if he mavatel l'shliach, iman shaloi toram bitel, if I was mavatel l'shlichas before he got around to taking the truma, before he did his mission, right, then ein truma se truma. If subsequently, of course, you know, I could do the bitel without him knowing about it. So I'm in Baltimore, he's going to Pennsylvania Farms to go do the truma. So he doesn't realize I was mavatal over here in Shomre. I was mavatal the shlichas. He goes ahead and he takes the truma. The truma is nothing, because even though he doesn't know that he was mavatal, but I was mavatal the shlichas. Ain't truma is a truma, so therefore it's nothing. And misha taram bitol. But if he got to the farm first and he was mafresh the trumas, and only subsequently was I mavatal the shlichas, truma is a truma. It's good. So what does it say here? We see here that once an authorized person separated truma from someone's produce, the owner cannot undo the separation. That's the thing we're trying to prove from here, right? once the shliach does the shlichus, it can't be undone. Okay? What's that? As long as it's authorized. Yeah, he was a shliach. I made him a shliach. That's the inlocha rishayon golomizeh, right? So in our case too, if the first Levi already made the Trumas Meiser designation, the Yisrael cannot void it. Okay, okay. So let's see. I was going to ask that question. But is it in the Levi's power to separate Trumas Meiser from Meiser Rishon before he actually receives it? It was merely promised to him. He never took possession. So the Gemara says, "Mekiven sha'amra le'kor Meiser yesh li'biyoni, yesh li'biyoni." Once the Yisrael says to the Levi, that I have a kor for you, my possession, Nasa Shlucho, the Levi, in effect, becomes his agent to separate Trumas Meiser from the produce. It's
what is he accomplishing for the which shlichus is he doing for the original?
He's not really doing anything for the Yisrael, really.
But so then, what kind of shlichus?
He's pottering a schiov of Meiser.
Well. Not really. He can pater his tchi of any way he likes, right? Nimsa ketor b'shus Yisrael. Okay, let's take a look over here at 7. When the Yisrael notifies the Levi that he will be giving him a korb meiser, it's presumed. I'm sorry. It is his presumed intention. The Levi should feel free to immediately separate trumas meiser from it. Thus, he has tacitly made the Levi his agent for separating Trumas Meiser from his produce.
He wasn't ever going to separate Trumas Meiser. That wasn't the original owner's.
Yeah, but you have to realize, Kolzman, that the Meiser has not had Trumas Meiser taken away from it, it's Tevel. So no one can eat it. So it's in my interest for you to be Masak in this Meiser, so I can partake of it as well if you let me. Because Meiser is Mutter to Yisrael, as long as there's no Trumas Meiser. So. Let's see. It emerges that the case of Yisrael who promised a Levi a korb of Meiser precisely parallels the side of Mishnah's case of one who designated an agent to separate Truma. Just as the Mishnah rules that once the agent performs the separation, you can't revoke the agency, so too, the Levi makes the Truma's Meiser designation, the Yisrael can't revoke the authorization. That's what we're basically saying over here. It's not 100% great. You know, it's 90%.
It's not like
what?
It's not like
it's implied shlichus. It's very loose, very loose. Anyway, that's what the Yerushalmi is doing over here.
And he's giving him authority.
To make it not tevel, basically. Even though that's not necessarily his own personal interest, if he's not going to eat from it, what does he care? But I'll call upon him. That seems to be the thing. Now, the Gemara now addresses a further point. Granted, the Levi has the permission to separate Trumas Meiser, but that's only if the Yisrael himself, he himself can take off the Trumas Meiser. How do we know that the Yisrael can take Trumas Meiser? Maybe the way it should work is the Yisrael gives the Meiser to the Levi, and the Levi takes the Trumas Meiser from his own Meiser. What role does the Yisrael play in this Trumas Meiser Hafrasha that he can be making him a shliach to take off the Trumas Meiser? That's kind of like your question.
Because the
Gemara is asking an even more basic question. Mehekatesi, he's even allowed to do it. He has a power to do it. I think that's different.
It's what?
It's
Don't we assume that if somebody's doing something that's good for me?
Good for whom? Who's doing what for whom? To be very clear.
When Yisrael takes off Trumas Meiser.
I didn't say anything. So far we have not said anything about the Yisrael taking off Trumas Meiser. The Levi took the Trumas Meiser in our case. Right? He made, well, also HaLevi Trumas Meiser al Mokam Acher. He had 90%, whatever I said. Remember? I gave you the case, 270 kor versus the 30 kor, making a total of 300 kor. The 30 core, therefore, is 10% of the whole. So he's making Trumas Meiser for the whole amount. That's what I told you before, right? So who's taking Trumas Meiser? The Levi is taking Trumas Meiser. So the Gemara is now just trying to clarify. So what role does the Yisrael play in this story? So it's according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, there's a brisa, it brings it down over here, it says Sefta 1, so it's a Sefta. If a Yisrael takes off Maestras, that is to say, I took off the 10% from my field. And then, but it's not just the Maestras, I also took all the tithes, including Trumas Maestras. Also, his designations are valid. Okay? So, although, look at 10. Although it is generally the Levi who designates Trumas Maestras, but if the Yisrael went ahead and did it, his designation is valid. He gives Trumas Maestras a portion to the Kohen of his choice. The remaining Maestras goes to the Levi of his choice. So, again, he's taken away the Levi's ability to choose which Kohen gets that Trumas Maestras.
So, he is making that Levi a shliach thing. Something
he could do himself. That's the point. Right, exactly. Rabbi Yossi states only that the designation is valid after the fact. That means it's only b'di'evad. No one's saying that Yisrael should do this l'chakila. But b'di'evad, it's possible. And then he quotes the Gemara Gittin, it says, in Bavli, seems to indicate that Abba Elazar ben Gamla says that he could even do it in l'chakila. Whatever. I didn't get into that. There's a whole raid over here. Nevertheless, let's see here. Since the Yisrael is able to separate the Trumas Meiser, he's also able to appoint an agent whose separation will be valid. Okay? So there we have that. So, Mash also Osi. Okay? So it's like Rabbi Yossi. Now we have another ruling, which is a similar ruling. We're on 6b2. Rabbi Yehoshua Moshe Rabbi Yana, Yisrael Shamar LeBen Levi. Let's suppose a Yisrael goes over to a Levi and says, guess what? Kor Maaser Yesh L'Chaviyani. I have, again, 30 saw of Maaser in my possession. V'Heil Chas Tamav. I want to buy it off of you. Right? I want to buy the here's the money. I want to buy this off of you. But the Levi refuses it. Let's say the Levi refuses the money. He says, you know what? I don't want your money. I want the Meiser. So, Choshesh L'Trumas Meiser Shabbat. He has to be concerned about the Trumas Meiser. Meaning, in other words, you may have said what? Since I'm offering you money for it, so perhaps I already took the Trumas Meiser, because otherwise, why would I be offering you money for that whole amount? I can't eat that Trumas Meiser part, so therefore, probably I took the Trumas Meiser already before I made this offer for the money. Now that the Levi didn't accept the offer, does he have to be worried that maybe there wasn't that the Trumas Meiser is there or is not there? Well, that's the question, and the Gemara is basically saying he has to be concerned. That's the way that was explained. Okay, the Levi must be concerned in the footnote 13 that the owner did not separate the Trumas Meiser from the Meiser Rishon. And that he was going to do it afterwards. If the Yisrael actually does not separate the Trumas Meiser, then he will be the one who sins by eating untithed Meiser Rishon, not the Levi. Nevertheless, since the Levi accepts payment for all the Meiser Rishon, a tenth of the Meiser Rishon should have been set aside as Trumas Meiser, the Levi is in possession of a payment of produce that should by right go to a Kohen. Okay, he's explaining this a little bit differently in the English than the way I just said. Okay, in the way the English is presenting this case, the Levi accepts the payment. But the way I was explaining it to you before is the way my cousin Yeshua's son Yechezkel, cousin Yechezkel explained the Gemara. He explained the Gemara that the Levi refused the payment. This must be Reb Chaim must have said this. I didn't look it up. That he didn't accept the payment. In the footnote here, he has the Levi accepting the payment, and the issue is a little different. The issue is the money that the Levi accepted. Does that money include some money which covers Trumas Meiser as well in the pot? In which case, if it does, then that money belongs to the Kohen. So does he have to give away 10% of the money to the Kohen since it belongs to them? Okay, so that's a different issue. But it gets to the bottom line is it says that you have to be worried. Right. Kahada, as we see in this, we see this is a legitimate concern from this final story. Ilofuso Yahavdar Abshimbar Abba Meiser. So this person, Yisrael, named Elofuso, gave Reb Shimon Bar Abba some Meiserishin. Amalei Mesukenhu, and Elofuso said to him, don't worry about Shumas Meiser, it's been fixed already. You can go ahead and eat it. Also Shalom Reb Yechonon. So Reb Shimon Bar Abba came and asked Reb Yechonon, should I rely on Elofuso telling me that he took off the Shumas Meiser? Amalei, so Reb Yechonon said to him, Elofuso Achinu Nemonhu, he's our brother. He's a top holy brother, like we say, right? And we can trust that he did take off the Trumas Meiser. We can infer from a Birkenon's statement that if you don't know that a particular person is an Ish Nemon, that you would not be allowed to rely on him to have separated it, and he should therefore be concerned. That's basically what we're saying here, Birkenon B'Shem Rabbi Yonai, that he's Choshesh of Trumas Meiser Shabbat. You have to be worried about it. Unless you know that you're dealing with someone who's a Nemon, you have to be worried. Rabbi Isa, boy, come here, Rabbi Yochanan. He says, come on, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Yomar, Baal Abayah, Shatama, Asam, Maisar, Asmash, Asu, Asui. Is this coming out like Rabbi Yossi? Because it comes out that Elufusa is saying that he fixed it. If he fixed it, it must be that he's a Yisrael and he's able to fix it, which is what Rabbi Yossi said. Right? So, are you ruling like Rabbi Yossi? Amalei, so now we're on Zion and off at the top. Amalei, so he said in, Rabbi Yochanan told him, yes, Bavloya kamp alei, Babylonian, you have understood it properly. Right? Rabasi is the Babylonian. So Rabasi moved from Babel to Yisrael, whatever. So that's basically what the Gemara is saying over here, okay? So that's the story over here. Any questions? Okay.